Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is How to Improve Your Performance. You are paid for your performance. You are not paid because you need the money, nor because you're a nice person. You are not paid for your efforts. You are paid for your performance. Generally, the top earners are the top performers. For example, the gold medal winner earns the big money, and the bronze medal winner does not. Yet the bronze medal winner trained all season long and worked hard. Only to the victor go the spoils. So the order for the work is placed with one supplier, i.e. not all the tenders win. And the job is given to one application, i.e. not all the candidates are accepted. There is only one gold medal for each race. Most don't get a medal. Your future boils down to the question of the level of your performance. If you improve your performance, then you improve your chances of survival and prosperity. If you don't bother to try to improve your performance, then you consign yourself to relative failure. In your career and in your home life, you are judged on your performance. So how can you improve your performance? If you want to improve your performance, here are the steps. 1. Commit to never-ending improvement. 2. Gain knowledge. 3. Develop your skills. 4. Develop your ability to get on well with others. 5. Work on your ability to think logically. Here are the notes on each one. 1. Commit to never-ending improvement. Remember that life is an ongoing process and that the struggle for survival begins every morning. Never allow yourself to believe that you know it all and that you're as good as you need to be. Nobody has ever used up all of their human potential. You still have inside you huge volumes of untapped potential energy that is at your disposal. Your obligation is to actualize as much of your potential as you can before you have to leave. That is a lifelong challenge. Accept that challenge. 2. Gain knowledge. You were born tabula rasa, i.e. as a blank slate. Everything you know, you've had to learn. And everything you will need to know, you will need to learn. And as the world around you continues to evolve and develop, so you too will need to evolve and develop. And that means gain new knowledge. You need to study, especially you need to study the technical aspects of your job. If you want to earn more, you must first learn more. Knowledge is earning power. Nobody will pay you for your level of ignorance. They will pay you only for your level of education. Become a self-educator. Read, memorize, and apply new knowledge. Ensure that, as the weeks go by, you're getting smarter. 3. Gain skills. Knowledge is conceptual. It is in your head. Skill is located in the body. Skill is your ability to apply knowledge. Skills are the practical application of knowledge. So as you gain knowledge, you should practice your skills. Practice, develop, and perfect your skills. Your performance relies on your ability to do things skillfully. An unskilled worker, i.e. one who performs tasks slowly or who makes too many errors, will never rise to the top of their field of endeavor. A skilled worker, one who performs tasks quickly and with minimum errors, will soon rise to the top of their field of endeavor. Practice, develop, and perfect your skills. 4. Develop your ability to get on well with others. Presumably, you don't live on a desert island. You live and work in the company of others, and you rely on others to do things for you. You rely on others to give you the things that you want. You want people to give you an opportunity. You want people to give you a job. You want people to give you respect. So, it would make sense to develop your skills at gaining the cooperative assistance of others. And to do that, you should practice being a likable person. You should studiously avoid any mistakes in communication that will cause people to act against you. Therefore, don't criticize, condemn, and complain about others too much. Don't shout or verbally assault anyone. Instead, listen a little more and speak a little less. Say kind and encouraging things to others. Make others your friends and they will want to help you. Make others your enemies and they will want to hinder you. If you want to get on, don't argue for entertainment. If you want to get on, to the degree that you can, get on with others. 5. Learn to think logically. Every day you are presented by the facts of reality, but to what degree are you able to infer true implications and proper conclusions from the facts? Logic is the art of proper inference. Logic is the means by which you can make correct inferences derived from the facts of reality. If you cannot think logically, then you will make incorrect or wrong inferences. And if you cannot think logically, then you will be forced into the position of having to 1. Guess, 2. Hope, 3. Follow the crowd, or 4. Follow the instructions of someone else who can think logically. So please don't live your life by guessing, hoping, following the crowd, or mindlessly obeying instructions given by others. Learn to think logically and derive, for yourself, the proper conclusions from the facts. Study logic. More specifically, study formal Aristotelian deductive syllogistic logic. And, in addition, study John Stuart Mill's laws of inductive logic. And study the tenets of the scientific method. You need to know the rules for deductive logic, inductive logic, and the scientific method. Then you can lead all the people around you who don't know how to think logically and are therefore guessing and hoping that things will turn out okay. Never guess. Instead, think. Thank you.